Resurrection. Resurrection. What a glorious and hopeful and joyful word it is. Resurrection simply means to come back to life after being dead. Today is the greatest day of celebration for Christians. This is the day when our Savior, who was brutally murdered and crucified on a Roman cross, buried in a tomb for 3 days, on this day came back to life again, appeared to some believing women, and appeared to his disciples as a sign that he had been resurrected from the grave. He was alive again. His resurrection was not a myth. It's not a fable fabricated by the disciples. The evidence for Christ's resurrection, for his real, literal, bodily resurrection, is overwhelming. From the empty tomb to the position of the grave clothes that remained in the tomb to the many appearances that Christ made after his resurrection to, on one occasion, 500 people, to the incredible change in the demeanor of the disciples from before Christ's death, when they were frightened and scared for their lives, to after the resurrection, when they were willing to go and to change and turn the world upside down because they knew that the worst that could happen to them would be that they would be killed and they would simply be resurrected into the glory of heaven. Proof of the resurrection is also seen in the rise and the existence today of Christianity and the church, which has been persecuted for centuries, attempted to be destroyed by Satan and satanic forces for centuries. And yet today the church remains and continues as the evidence of the power of the resurrection. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is history. It truly, actually happened. It's recorded in the Gospels. It's recorded other places in ancient history. It is a fact of history. This is what sets Christianity apart from every other religious system. No other religious leader died and came back to life again. But Jesus Christ did. He said that he would. He promised his disciples that he would. And just as he promised on the third day, he came back to life again. His resurrection is the proof that there is life after death. Death is not the end of existence. None of us will die and just go out of existence forever and ever and ever. There is indeed something beyond the grave. Jesus tells us what it is in John 5:28. He says, "Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment." Whether your life is good or evil, you will be resurrected someday. The question is, where will you spend your resurrected life? And the Word of God makes it clear there are only two alternatives, only two options. The first is to spend eternity with Christ in heaven with God's people in that place of joy and bliss that God is preparing for all of His people. It'll be a forever existence of joy and great blessing for those who are the people of God. Those are the ones who are resurrected to life. The other alternative, the Word of God says, is to be resurrected unto judgment. And in the terms of the Bible, judgment refers to a place that the Bible calls hell, which is a real place of torment and fire and pain and eternal misery. There's no in-between ground. There's no other alternative. You don't just die and just fall asleep. It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment, the Word of God says. So we will all face judgment. We will all be resurrected one day. Once you die, however, once you die, your fate is sealed. When you die, you have no opportunity after that to decide where you will spend eternity. Therefore, the Word of God implores you to make that decision today. While you are still alive, you need to determine where you will spend your eternity. In Romans chapter 10, we read some very, very important verses. Let me just quote them for you. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Gentile. For the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. First of all, you need to confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. To confess means simply to acknowledge. You need to understand and believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord. He's the Master. He's the Savior. He is the one who died. He is the one who rose again. Jesus is God who came in the flesh. Everything depends on your relationship with Jesus Christ. Your life today, your life in the future depends on what you think and what you believe about the Lord Jesus. He is the one that you must confess as Lord, your Master, your Savior. And you must believe that God raised him from the dead. To believe means to commit yourself, commit your life to this Lord Jesus Christ. Interesting that Paul says here, you must believe that God raised him from the dead. Why should we believe that God raised Jesus from the dead? What's that got to do with our salvation? Well, it's because someone coming back to life again is very unnatural. That doesn't happen. It takes an incredible amount of faith to believe that Jesus Christ actually came back from the dead, that he came alive once again. God says that's the kind of faith you need to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to believe in something that's totally beyond yourself, something that logically maybe doesn't even make sense. Would you believe on the work of the Lord Jesus Christ that he did at Calvary? And the proof of his work at Calvary being accepted by his Father was his resurrection. If you believe that truth, if you commit your life to that truth and to the Lord Jesus Christ, God says you will be saved. Saved means simply to be delivered. You will not face that eternal judgment. You'll be delivered from that judgment. Your sins will be forgiven. And God will take you to his heaven someday. This is the message that the Word of God gives to everyone. Paul says there's no distinction here. This is not for certain people. It's not for the Jews. It's not just for the Gentiles. It's not for the good people in the world, the people who think they're good. It's not for the worst of the worst. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what your situation, what your circumstance, what the state of your life may be right now. If you will believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and commit your life to him, you will be saved. Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Everyone. This great salvation that forgives your sin and guarantees you a life in heaven is available to you this morning. There's a great, great testimony in the Old Testament by one of the old patriarchs, one of the men who lived way, way back in the far ages of the Old Testament. And as Job was wrestling with God and going through the circumstances of his life, at one point he said this, "For I know that my Redeemer lives, and that at the last he will stand upon the earth." So Job believed that the Lord Jesus Christ was going to come back and stand upon the earth someday, which is what the Word of God teaches. "And after my skin has been destroyed," Job says, "after my life has come to an end, my skin's been destroyed," he says, "yet in my flesh I shall see God." That was Job's hope, that even after his death, he believed that because he was trusting in the work that God had done for him, that he would see God and be resurrected and enjoy that life in heaven with God forever and ever and ever. That's the assurance that we have as the children of God. That's our hope for the future. That's why today is such an amazingly important day, because all of that was secured by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. If Jesus Christ did not come alive out of that grave, as he said, we wouldn't be here today. We'd have nothing to say. We'd have no message. There'd be no church. There'd be no salvation. Everything is based upon the work that Christ did and is secured by his real, literal resurrection out of that grave, which we celebrate today. And the work that Christ did on the cross for you can become personally applied to your life so that you know that you have forgiveness of your sins today if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. If that is a decision that you have been struggling with or thinking about, or you have questions about that and you want someone to talk to about it further, would you please come and see me right after the service? And let me show you from God's word how you can leave today knowing that you are a child of God, that you shall never face the resurrection unto judgment, but shall indeed be a part of that great resurrection unto life for all those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Come and talk to me after the service if that's the desire of your heart today.